side for an adam teat. The klal is, it's not called. You're not allowed to give it to a kelev, like we'll soon see this now, but not like this. You're allowed to cut up pumpkins. To give for an animal teat. If you have an animal that died on Yontif, you're allowed to cut it up, or even on Shabbos, and give it to the klovim. You're allowed to cut up an avela to give it to klovim. Now that the animal is dead, it's oimer to give for dog food. So mele, it's not muksi to give it to the dog. Now Rabbi Yehuda said like this: Im loy hoisa nevela mera Shabbos. If the animal did not die before Shabbos, it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, and it only died on Shabbos, then asura. You should know now it's muksa. You're not allowed to eat this animal. Lefi sheinim and amuchin, because it's not called prepared. Because before Shabbos ben Hashemoshes, the animal was alive. When the animal's alive, what are we going to do with this animal? The animal is oymed to leave it till after Shabbos and shecht it and give it to a person to eat. So it's oymed for not them to eat it. So now that it died on Shabbos, now what do you want to do with it? You want to give it to a kelev, to a dog. It's muksa. Because the klal is something that's mukhan, set aside for a person, you did not have in mind at all to give it to a kelev. You only had in mind for a person to eat it. So at the beginning of Shabbos, this animal was oymed for man to eat it. Now that it dies on Shabbos, true, it's oymed to give to a kelev, but that's like nerlet. It's muksa. You didn't have in mind before Shabbos to use it for klovim, it's muksa. So you see, mukhan liyadam, loy heavy mukhan liklovim. So if so, how could you tell me that mukhan liklovim, here this trefa, the mother was a trefa. So the mother at the beginning of Shabbos was oymed to give to dogs. But now when it gives birth to a kosher kid, this kid now really is oymed for person to eat. How could you say, have a mukhan liyadam? Like the chur, it should be noilad now, it should be muksa. What are you telling me? No, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was roi to give to a kelev. So you want to tell me something that's set aside for kelev, later when it becomes roi for person to eat, you're allowed to give it to an adam. Why? Let's say it's muksa. So he says back, no, amalei, no, there's no kasha in. It's true what you're telling me now. Mukhan liyadam, loy have a mukhan liklovim. If something is set aside for an adam, if the animal was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, it was oymed to make a shchitri after Shabbos to eat it, so you had das to use it for a person to eat. Then the lacher is, if it dies in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to a kelev. Because something you have set aside for a person, you do not have any das at all to give it to a kelev. Like you want to use it for the best thing possible. The best thing possible is for a person to use it. The may the chosle leyinish, something that's fit for a person to use, loy shadle leklovim, he does not throw to the dogs. Mashenken, the other way we do say, mochen leklovim, if you have the mother that's a treifa, so she's only aiming to give to a dog. So you have in mind now to use it for a dog. Have a mukhan liyadam. Later when it gives birth to a healthy baby, the baby now could eat for a person, it's called mukhan for an adam. Why? The daita di inish al kol midi de chazilei. Anything that a person has in mind to use, he has in mind, like anything that could be used, he has in mind to use. So mele this treifa. True, right now he doesn't have a mind to use it for himself. Because he can't. So therefore he thinks, what's the best thing I can do with it? I'll give it to my dog. But later when it comes out that the treifa gives birth to a kosher animal, and now this kosher animal could be eaten by a person, havada to svar you hadn't asked to use it. Because the person hasn't asked to use it for the best thing possible. So kolzaman it's a treifa, the best thing I can do is give it to a kelev. But when it gives birth to a healthy baby, the baby could be eaten by a person, of course I have asked to use it for a person. It's only the other way I don't say that something that Matkhila was aimed for a person to eat, if you had a healthy animal at the beginning of Shabbos. So you had in mind to leave it left to Shabbos used for a person. Now if it dies on Shabbos, you want to give it to a kelev, that no? That since Matkhila you had asked to use it for a better purpose of an adam, we don't say you had in mind to give it to a kelev. But the other way you do say, if you had in mind Matkhila to give it to a kelev, and now it becomes roi for an adam, that we do say. Mukhan the kelev, heavy mukhan the adam. But the svar is, you always want to use it for the best thing possible. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Davov on the base. Around 8 lines down. The Gemara says again, Tanya Kabose de Rav, Tanya Kabose de Shmuel. I'll bring you a Rai according to Rav, and I'll bring you a Rai according to Shmuel. The time of Rabbi Yechon. Now he said over the name of Rabbi Yechon. In other words, before we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what's going to be the alochom of an Efroyach Shenelet Biyomtif? If you have a chicken that was hatched on Yomtif, Are you allowed to eat it now or not? One svar was that it's muksa. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov was an egg, not edible, you can't eat it. If lives muksa, it's nailed. And Rabbi Yechon said a svar, no, that it's muta. So we had a machlokes. Now the Gemara brings a raya to either one of them. Tanya kavos to the rabbi, bring your raya according to Rav Shita. That it's also. So the Braita says, egel shenailed the Yom Tov. If you have an egel, a calf, that's born on Yom Tov, a mutter. You're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. And the svar is, we'll soon see, because since the mother, you're allowed to shech the mother at the beginning of Yom Tov, and if you'd find the kid inside, you'd be allowed to eat it. So the calf is also called an eichel even at the beginning of Yom Tov. But the efroyach shenele b'Yom Tov is also. And the efroyach, a chicken that was hatched on Yom Tov, it's also to shech the chicken. What's the difference between a calf that was born on Yom Tov, an animal, or a chicken? So where it says, Poshid zeh mochin agavim oy b'shchita. A calf, even when it was in the mother's stomach at the beginning of Yom Tov, you were able to shech the mother, and then you could eat the calf, you could eat the animal. So therefore, now that the animal is born on Yom Tov, it's called an eichel, it's not called merle, it's not muksa. Vizeh, mashenka, and the egg and the chicken, eimu mochin agavim oy. At the beginning of Yom Tov, the chicken was still in the egg. It was not edible then, it's still a sheretz then. Since it was not edible then, it remains muksa. So now that it's hatched, born on Yom Tov, it remains muksa. Tanya kaposed to Shmuel. I bring you right according to Shmuel. The time of Rabbi Yechon. Some say it's over the name of from Rabbi Yechonin. The Brisa says, Egel shenele b'Yom Tov. You have a calf that was born on Yom Tov, mutter. You let a shech the calf and eat it now on Yom Tov. Vashenkin ve'afroyach shenele b'Yom Tov. You have an egg that hatched, that the chicken came out of it on Yom Tov. The locker is mutter. You let to eat it. My timer. What's the reason why? Is the mochen agavimoy? Why the calf is poshid? Because even when it was in the mother's stomach, you were able to eat it with the shrit the same. The mashenka, the chicken that's born, even though it's not mutter before, there's a new svara though that matzer atzmoy b'shrita. That since when it's born now, the chicken has a new heter. Now you're allowed to shecht it. You're allowed to eat it. So since when it's born, the inyan of being born creates a heter. It's not a svara to say that it should be chal nisa muksa upon it. It's rather svara to say, just like the being born creates a heter that you're allowed to shecht it, it also creates a heter that you're allowed to eat it, there would not be an nisa muksa chal on it. That's Rabbi Yechonin's svara. But the loch is like Rav, that an egg that hatched on Yom Tov, it's also to shecht the chicken. Baratana Rabbonu, not in a braisa. Efroyach shenele b'Yom Tov. You have a chicken that was born on Yom Tov. Also, you're not allowed to eat it. It's muksa, like Rav said before. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer, af b'chol osar. Not only on Yom Tov, but even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to eat a chicken when it's hatched. Why? V'fish lo niftachu einof. Because the eyes were not open yet. And we'll soon see. K'manoz lo, who does it go like? Called the time that I would learn to the Braisa. Now the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, l'chol hasheretz, hasheretz haloretz. Any type of a creature that creeps on the ground. L'rabbis, it comes to include b'chal the lav, a sheretz that you're not allowed to eat it. If you have a chicken that was just hatched and it didn't live long enough, the eyes did not open up. Where it's closed them on, the eyes are not open, it's still called a sheretz, it's also to eat this chicken. Is Kaman, who does this price go like? Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. That's Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov's halacha, that even in the middle of the weekday, after the egg hatched, and you have a chicken here, but as long as the eyes did not open up yet, it's still called a sheretz, you're not allowed to eat it. Amarav Huna Amarav. Beitza, an egg, im yitziyasa nigmura. When it comes out of the mother's stomach, that's when it's called completed. Then it's nigmura, it's finished. So Gemara asks, what's this chiddush? My im yitziyasa nigmura. What do you mean to say that when it comes out, it's called finished? Elaim, if you want to tell me, im yitziyasa nigmura, umateris liyachlo v'cholov, that when the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, when the hen, lays the egg, now the egg is called parva, you're allowed to eat it with milk. So it's a diyik, what do you want to tell me though? That when the egg was still in the mother's stomach, then it's called like fleshix. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. V'atani we learned not like that. V'atani we learned. Ha shreich des satana gerlis. If somebody shechs satana gerlis, a chicken. Umotza bo beitzim gemuris. And he finds complete eggs inside the hen. Is mutaras lochla mecholof. You're allowed to eat these eggs with milk. You see the egg is still called powerful. So you can't tell me only when it's born, that's when it's called parva. Here it's mashmi, even when the eggs are still attached in the mother's stomach, still it's called parva, you're allowed to eat it with milk. Ella, so more stuff like this. Ella, you have to say, imitziyosa nigmura means, umotaras liyach labyomdiv. That means you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. That when it's created, when it's born, if it's born, now you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Zadiyik, Chavameya Ima, Asuru Liyachla B'Yom Tov. You want to tell me then that if you would check the hen on Yom Tov and you find an egg inside it, you tell me you're not allowed to eat it? How could that be? V'otani, we learned like this. Ha-Sheikhete Satana Gerlis. If somebody checks Satana Gerlis a hen, U'motso Ba-Beitzim Gemuris, and you found inside the hen eggs, complete eggs, Mutaros Lachlam B'Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. It's a portion of Svara. It's like Uchla the Afras. It's a part of the chicken. It's part of the meat. You're allowed to eat it. Vichy Teima, maybe you want to tell me that Tomash Mulam Bebraisa, May de Loyesh Minu Mas Nisin, that the Braisa comes to teach us something we did not hear from the Mishnah. In other words, like Rashi says, maybe this Braisa is wrong. In other words, maybe you're not allowed to eat the egg with milk, like this Braisa is telling us something that it was not learned in the Mishnah, and therefore the Braisa was wrong. For the Gemara Novo, Narma Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah also like this. Our first Mishnah says, Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov. If you have an egg that was born on Yom Tov, Be'eshama Yermim Tiyocha, B'eshami says you are allowed to eat it, or Be'esil Yermim Loi Tiyocha, not allowed to eat it. Now, V'yad, kind up until now, Loi Pligi, they only argued that Be'eshama Be'esil Al Ela B'Noilda, only if the egg was born already. If the egg is born on Yom Tov, now Be'esil said it's Osir, for the four reasons we had before. Either because it's muksa, or asachon of the rabbam, or asigzera from Paris that's full of tree, or mashkin shizavu. But that's the whole machlekes in the Mishnah where the egg was born. Abu b'meya imon, but it's mashpa for now Mishnah, that if you would check the hen, and you would find the egg inside the hen, inside the stomach, the rehako sharyan, even basilu would hold its mutter. It's not muksa then, there's no gzeris. Vichy teime, maybe you want to tell me no. That really basilu lafilu b'meya imon. Nana yasri, no, maybe basilu even argues when the egg is in the mother's stomach, maybe it's also its osa. I have a tani noda. Why does the Mishnah only say the machlokes where the egg was actually born on Yom Tov? I tell you, lo hidiach ha-koichon of Veishamai. It wants to come and tell us the chiddush, the strength of Veishamai. The what? The afilu noda namishori. Here it's a big chiddush. That not only when the egg is in the mother's stomach is the mutatitarei, because there it's a svar, it's not mukse, it's not noilet. Mashenki no Beshami says, even if the egg was born today, and now it's called something new, it's finished, it's Perish and Osho, it's Mashkin Shazavu, it's Achon the Rabbam, still Beshami holds the Samutu. But it could very well be, maybe, that the Machlekes is even in the mother's stomach also, maybe Takrit Sosa eat it. Elos and Morsos like this, Elohot the Tanatat that we learned, Ha'ashrech Kutes HaTanagunas, it says clearly, if you shech the hen, O Morso Bobetsam Gemuras, and if you found complete eggs inside it, Mutaros Lachlan B'Yontif. You are allowed to eat it on Yontif. That's what it says. So the Chura Mani, who does this price go like? The Chura Loi Beshamai. It can't go according to the Beshamai. Because here it says only you can eat the eggs that's in the mother's stomach. Mashma, if the egg was born, you would not be allowed to eat it. And Voloi Besil, it can't go according to Besil either. Because you want to tell me that Besil holds that not only is it Osir, an egg that's born, even an egg in the mother's stomach also is Osir. And here, since the Braisa says that clearly it's mutter, you have to say no, that Beis Hillel only argues on an egg that's born today on Yom Tov. But if you shechted the mother and found the egg inside, even Beis Hillel holds a smut, you'll not eat it. So then with Dr. Kasha, what does it mean to say, Yim Yitzios Nigmur, when it's born, it's finished. Even before it's born, also you'll not eat it, or if it's on Yom Tov. So Marense is, Elo, what the Braisa means to say is, Yim Yitzios Nigmur, O Magadela Sefreichim. When the egg is born, that's when the egg is complete. Now this egg could hatch to have children. It could come out chicken from this egg. So the Morris says, let's say you only found the egg in the mother's stomach, it did not come out of the mother's stomach yet, then the locker is, such an egg has no power to have a chicken from it, it can't hatch. So Morris says, Lamaynach Kamina, what's the difference whether the egg could hatch or can't hatch? Now the Gemara Lamekach Memchus, now Kamina to buying and selling. What's the case? Kiyahu, like a certain person, the Yomalei, he came into the city and he said, Beya de Pachya